Bagpipes originated in the Middle East about 1,000 years BCE. As the Romans went and conquered across Europe and many other countries, many historians believe that they took the idea of bagpipes across those countries with them, and eventually ended up in Scotland and Ireland. For this reason, many different countries have their own version of bagpipes, such as Lithuania, Sweden, Poland, Italy, Ireland, and so on. In this presentation, you will hear three different examples of bagpipes from Ireland, Sweden, and Scotland. The first example is from Sweden. The next example that you will hear is the Uilleann pipes from Ireland. Uilleann, spelled U-I-L-L-E-A-N, is the Gaelic word for elbow, and they use this word because of the bellows that are used in order to play the instrument. You have to squeeze on the bellow in order to fill the air into the bag, and this makes it a little bit different from the Swedish and also the Scottish bagpipes, where you blow your own air into the instrument. Another characteristic of the Uilleann pipes, which makes it different from the Scottish and Swedish bagpipes, is that the drones or background sound can change pitch by the player. Probably the most familiar form of bagpipes is the Scottish bagpipes, also known as the Great Highland bagpipes. The listening example that you are about to hear is the Field Marshal Montgomery Pipe Band at their world competition last year in Glasgow, Scotland. In case you're wondering, yes, they did win.